What are you doing here? Yes, I know you live here, you sarky sod. What I meant was, what are you doing home so early? No. You're not going to your room. You are coming right here, and you're going to sit down, and you are going to spill everything. All of the gory details, every little one. You're going to tell me everything that happened on your date. Your date. Your... Oh no, what did she do? What did she do? No. Look, I know that you're a powerful half demon and you're scary and all this, but I'm your best friend. I know you, and I know that she did something. What did she do? Oh no. Oh, that is so cringe. That is... I'm sorry, mate. That is... That's pretty awful. Wow. Dating you to get to your father. That's just... That's low. And I mean, the devil isn't even your father. Not that Bob isn't a powerful demon. You know, I rate Bob. He is a seriously nice guy. Not a nice guy. Well, I mean, he's nice for a demon. He's actually, you know what? He's nice. Full stop. I rate Bob. But I mean, he's not the big guy. But still. That's just an awful thing to do. Humans. They're just so... human. I'm sorry, mate. Here. Have a hot chocolate. What? I like the smell. I know I can't drink it. I just like the smell of it. It's got marshmallows in. Oh, come on. You know it'll make you feel better. Come on. I won't tell anyone. I am a vampire of my word, and I promise that I will not tell a soul, living or dead, that you like hot chocolate with pink marshmallows in it. There you go. What? It tastes different, does it? Does it taste bad? Really? You like it? Yay! Yeah, I thought it might be nice to, you know, be adventurous. Well, vanilla is adventurous. For a vampire, vanilla is very adventurous. And it tastes nice, doesn't it? Not too sweet. Yay. So. The date. I'm sorry. It's just humans, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. I like humans. I have nothing against them. They're just a bit, you know, human. I sound bitter. Because I am. I'm bitter. Every day I've gone on with a human has been an utter shit show. Bloody nightmare. Sometimes actually bloody. On a first date. I mean, do I look like that kind of vampire? Do I? Thank you. See, this is why I love you. This is why you are my best friend. Surely dating shouldn't be this difficult. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be this hard to find someone. And I mean, find someone. Not a snack. I mean, I'm more than just my fangs. Thank you very much. Oh, you are the sweetest. I mean, we're both pretty awesome, right? I mean, we have a lot going for us. We've got steady jobs. We've got our own place. Okay, yes, flatmates. But, you know, this is an expensive city. And yet here we are. Single. Painfully single. Holy water. Painfully single. I mean, it's just not right. It's really, 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 really not right. I mean, let's look at you. You are bloody gorgeous. No, I'm not just saying that because I'm your best friend. I'm saying that completely objectively. You are hot. And I don't mean hell hot, although you are hell hot. And you can throw fireballs. I mean, fireballs. What is there not to like about fireballs? Fireballs just make you even more ridiculously attractive. And you're smart. And you're funny. And you can go out in daylight. Do you know how underrated a quality that is? Okay, that's mostly because I'm a vampire, but still, you've got a lot going for you. No, you do. You are bloody awesome. You are. It drives me crazy that all these girls can't see that. Because you are a catch. You are a real catch. What, me? I mean, I'm all right, but I'm no half demon. Oh, go on. No, actually, do. Really? Oh. You know, I always thought I was a bit pale. I mean, even before I was brought across, I was pale. And now that I'm dead, I'm just, you know, really, really pale. I mean, I did try fake tan, but, well, you know how that went. I think we're going to have to paint the bathroom to get rid of the stains. Definitely before the landlord sees it. Do you really think I'm cute? Oh, thank you. You see, that's something that humans don't like. Humans don't like cute vampires. They want me to be all sexy and sultry and seductive. Well, I'm sorry, I'm clumsy. I mean, I try, I really do try, but you know what? I am not a stereotype. I am a real vampire. But they don't want that. They just want Dracula. I met Dracula. He was an asshole. He was a total dick. And yet that's what they want. You know what? I am done dating humans. No, I'm serious. I am done. I am completely done. I deserve better than that. You know what? We both deserve better than that because we are awesome. We are catchers. And I don't mean Monster Hunter catchers. I mean Pokemon catchers. Thank you. You get it. You know what? Anytime I talk about computer games with a human. Well, they just lose interest. It's just rough being a nerdy, cute vampire, you know? See, why can't I date someone like you? You get me. You appreciate me. You understand me. And I get you. What? What? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, is a bit of blood? No? What? Why don't we what? But, I mean, you're out of my league. You are? You're so... With the and the fireballs and the liking my hot chocolate, you're just really out of my league. Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm not out of your league. Are you crazy? How am I out of your league? I'm a clumsy, nerdy vampire. Oh. Oh. No, but I just mean... Well, I mean, of course I thought about it. You're amazing. Of course I thought about it, but you know, it's just... Well, I just didn't think I was your type. Of course you're my type. You're everyone's type. Because you're you. Would I like to go on a date? For real, like a proper date. Right now, because the sun's, I mean, if you want to, I mean, I could put the factor 5000 on. I mean, I couldn't stay out for long, but I would for you. Tonight? I've got work. I mean, ordinarily I would, you know, skive, but, you know, I'm trying to get a promotion. Maybe after work? Okay, so it's a date. A date. With me. With me. Clumsy, nerdy vampire. You know, the one you live with. I mean, do you know any other clumsy, nerdy vampires? And if you do, could I have their details? Just so I can totally not eliminate the competition. What? You think that's cute? You think I'm cute? I think you're cute too. So, we're going on a date. We're going on a date. What am I going to wear? I mean, cool. So I'm gonna head off to bed. I mean, you can come if you like. I mean, I'm just gonna go to bed and, you know, sleep. I'm definitely not going to stay up thinking about our date. I'm going to think about work because, I mean, it's just a date, right? It's just a date with you. With you. You. I'm going on a date with you. I mean, no, I didn't make any strange sounds. I'm a vampire. I don't make strange sounds. I'm just gonna walk into the door. Ow. I meant to do that. I just wanted to make sure it was solid so it wouldn't, you know, fall apart into stakes. Because that would be bad. But it's a nice solid door, really solid. My knee, yeah, that is really solid. So I'm just gonna go to bed, and definitely not going to think of you at all, because, you know, I'm a cool vampire. Okay, I'm not a cool vampire, but, you know, I'm playing it cool. Because I'm dead. My body temperature is very low. I'm just going to stop talking and go to bed. I'll see you two tonight. On our date. What am I going to wear? Clothes, probably. Well, I mean, definitely, I'm not going to be naked. Would you like... No, I'll be wearing clothes. You know, I'll just throw something on. Definitely won't spend the day going through my wardrobe. At all. So I will see you tonight. Catch you later. Just, you know, not like a monster hunter. Like a Pokemon. I choose you. I'm just gonna go.